Hi, I'm Tony Palumbi. I am co-author of this book, The Extreme Life of the Sea, along with my father, Dr. Stephen Palumbi. And today I'm going to be reading a passage from The Extreme Life of the Sea from our Most Ancient Species chapter. This passage has to do with Atlantic horseshoe crabs, found very near to here at the Smithsonian. Ocean City, Maryland, is a tectonic boundary between nature and artifice. Built on a spit of a sandbar on the sandy mid-Atlantic coast, the city is in constant conflict with the sea. At the southern end stands a glittering entertainment strip complete with video arcades and a Ferris wheel embodying a particular halcyon vision of American glory. Few places are more iconic than an aging Atlantic coast boardwalk, parents explaining to their unimpressed kids just how great this used to be, omnipresent stickiness under your feet with every step, and storefront tchotchkes that appeal to nostalgia and affront good taste at the same time. But the boardwalk's only a century old, while just a stone's throw away, 400 million-year-old structures are scuttling up the beach. The best way to learn about horseshoe crabs is simply to turn one over. Be warned, though the animals are harmless, most beachgoers are unprepared for the calcified nightmare waiting beneath. 10 long, spindly, claw-tipped legs reach and curl like skeleton fingers, emerging from a glittering insectoid thorax between a heavy abdomen and a thin head adorned with tough feelers. Lacking jaws or teeth, horseshoe crabs grind up food with their legs and shuttle it to a tiny sucking sphincter of a mouth on the center of their bellies. These creatures resemble nothing so much as aliens from another planet.